We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Episode of Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could make me a Kate and substitute the sugar with your cum. I would say, ooh, this is slightly salty, but I still love you. My guest today is a drag queen who was crowned Miss Congeniality on RuPaul's Drag Race Season 13, and I got to see one of the best outfits I've ever seen walk down the runway. And I say this not in jest, because I have several thoughts that I didn't actually get to say on the show. It's a Lala Ring.
Yes, honey. It's so good to see you.
It's nice to see you. We're both out of drag fully. but okay, here are my thoughts on this bag outfit.
Please tell me.
Actually, looking back, loved it. It is more than iconic. It is okay. Here's the thing. I just want to see more of this bag dress. I think it's so funny. Like, looking back, I was like, this is actually genius. Yeah. It's it's honestly so like tongue-in-cheek kind of, and like, it's like, what is the word? Subversive or something? I don't know. Because everyone like puts time, or not everyone puts time and effort. Like, I think you put time and effort into it.
Oh, but I did like, not. Oh, I did not. But keep going. Keep going.
Sometimes I look at pictures of it and I'm like, this is actually perfect.
A perfect man.
It's drag, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's drag. It's funny and it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's funny that, like, we expect girls to, like, come down the runway in, like, completely finished runway, like, fashion runway specific. But it's, like, but it's drag. Drag is fun.
Yeah.
Like, some of the most fun things I've seen are things that didn't take a lot of time or are, like, weird or silly or whatever. I don't know. I fucking love it.
No, it was actually fun to do and to walk down the runway in it. Child, you cannot tell me. I was like, in Vera Wang. I was living my best life, honey. I was on the New York Fashion Week that day, okay? That was definitely fun.
Also, they did you dirty on the edit of that lip sync because, okay, I love Joey J. Joey J is gay. Joey J is adorable.
Yeah.
But you annihilated Joey J in a way where, like, I don't remember looking at her one time. And It was such a wild lip sync. It was so fucking good.
Yeah. In that moment, I didn't even see it as like a lip sync battle. I was on stage by myself in front of thousands of people living my best life. Joe J was my backup singer at that point. Love my sis, but thank you for the backup.
God, it was one of the best lip syncs I think I've seen in person on the, like, getting to guest judge. You were so fucking amazing.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Lala, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited. You're also a fellow Virgo.
I am. Virgo's down, yes.
Yes. You were born one day before me on August 28th.
Oh, you know your things. You know your stuff, honey. You've done your research.
Yes. You better believe that Lindsay, my new assistant, I guess she's not new. I got to stop saying she's new. She's been here for a while. She is truly incredible. It does such good research on people. It's just nice.
Yes.
Lala, okay. So I was watching Instagram because that is where I learned things. Like, I learned it through the school of Instagram.
Right.
And this man was like, ladies, you're going to the club trying to find a man. You're going to the bars trying to find a man. But you don't want a man who clubs and goes to bars. So go to places where you like to be to find a man. If you like hiking, go hiking. If you like camping, go camping and find a man. And I was like, okay, yeah. I like cars.
Right.
So I went to the LA Auto Show.
Yeah.
There was no dick to be had. Nobody tried to fuck me at the LA Auto Show.
Listen.
It was just families.
Uh-huh.
So where do you get the men's? Lala, help me.
Well, let me tell you. So when I was growing up, they told me you had to go to church. They said the men's is in the church house praising the Lord. So I tried to go to church, you know what I'm saying, and find my, you know, good Christian man, but those are the worst men. Church men are the worst. In the South, we call them church punks. I don't know if I can say that on here. But they are the worst men to deal with. So I suggest you not to go to the church either. So honestly, I don't know where you go, because I'm still single and still looking at myself. However, when I find out, I'm going to let you know, girl.
What is your type? What are you looking for?
Okay, so let me tell you. I used to go for the light-skinned, tall man with the beard. Light-skinned, tall with the beard, you know. That was my thing, but they broke my heart too much, so I'm trying to go over to the dark side, because, you know, I'm a good man. So maybe if I find another dark-skinned man, we could be good men together. So I'm trying to search throughout the aura of the dark men.
Okay. I don't know if I have, like, a type. Like, I mean, I do date a lot of white dudes, but black guys don't really hit on me. Like, on the apps and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of sad.
Well, what apps are you on?
Girl, I'm on all of them. I'm on Tinder. I finally got on Raya. I'm on Bumble. I'm on OkCupid. I refuse to do Coffee Meets Bagel. I think that's it. Yeah. Tinder. Hold on. Let me just look.
Well, they have one called BLK. It's the
What's
black
BLK?
Version. Right. It's the black version of Tinder. And that's the one that I am on. And that's where all the Negroes are at. So you might want to come over to BLK.
Okay. I'm going to download BLK now. BLK.
Yes.
Dating. Okay. This is what people listen for me to download apps in real time.
Yes. Here we are. BLK. Send me my check, BLK.
Truly. I mean, you're out here doing the good Lord's work. But here's the thing. So I tried to join the league. That was very expensive. It was like $100 a month. But then I was like, these basic people are on Tinder too.
Right.
And then I tried to get on a fat specific one. And then that seemed to be all bots.
There's a lot going on.
Then I got kicked off of Field. I think that's what it's called. It's like a kink app where it's like, hey, we're a couple and we're looking for somebody else. Or like, I'm looking to tie somebody up. And I was like,
and you
listen.
You said that was called Field?
Field.
Let me go and download that. Yeah, because I want somebody to tie me up.
Same. But they kicked me off immediately. They said I was catfishing. So then I had to send them a picture of me holding a book. And I was like, okay, I don't have a book, but this is an iPad. Is this okay? And then they gave me my account back. But the experience has really been colored by that. So it's F-E-E-L-D. Field.
F-E-E-L-D.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I don't like it. It makes me sad. Yes. So, okay. I asked most of the queens who've been on the show this. Did dating change for you after the show?
It did. For me, you don't know if they're there for you or if they're there for the girl that they see on TV. Because there's a lot of clout chasing nowadays in the world, okay? So you got to be careful. You got to weave them out. I think it's hard today because a lot of men don't understand, like, the whole traveling. And they, you know, they say a lot of the Drag Race girls are whores, which is true. However, comma, I'm not half of one of those girls. So, yeah, dating has definitely been, like, difficult after the season. I don't even think I try to date anymore at this point. Like, girl, if it comes to me, it comes to me. If it don't, oh, well. Me and my dog would be just fine.
Ooh, what kind of dog do you have?
I have a Yorkie poo named Chanel.
Oh,
that's my baby.
God, that sounds so cute. I don't know. Wait, I do know what Clyde is. He's sleeping right now. I'll show you him. Okay.
Let me see Clyde.
He's just a little
what kind is it?
He is a Chihuahua Pomeranian with like a little bit of terrier and mini pincher.
Oh, baby, yes, I love it. Chanel is at home in Atlanta, and I can't show her.
Oh, wait, how long have you... You grew up in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Do you ever think you're going to move to, like, L.A. or New York?
I thought about it, but it's just so many girls there already, and Atlanta is doing me just fine. I have no issues getting to where I need to get to in Atlanta. I have no issues working. So, and it's cheaper to live in Atlanta than L.A. or New York, so...
Sure is.
Yeah, I don't see myself moving anytime soon.
Fair. When did you get into drag? Tell me about it.
Yes, so when I was 7 years old, I saw the movie Too Wong Fu with Wesley Snipes and Patrick Swayze and all of them. And listen, I was so obsessed with Noxzema Jackson. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to be Noxzema Jackson when I grow up. You're not going to tell me anything different. So from that point on, I like researched and just learned everything about like drag. And in my family, I have a lot of like drag queens and trans women in my family as well, like my immediate family. So of course, like I snuck into the clubs in like 16 and 15 and to see the drag shows and be backstage and stuff. So I've always had like a love for it. And it was like 5 years ago when I actually like took it serious.
Oh, okay. So you've been doing it for 5 years. I love that. So wait, you were on Drag Race 2 seasons ago? Wait, season 13, season 14?
Two
seasons ago.
I failed math. I don't know. There's
too many seasons happening. It's hard to keep up, Lord Jesus. But truly, what a treat that, like, you started doing drag and then you were like, I'm going to go do Drag Race. Yeah. So you only auditioned one time, right?
I auditioned one time and I just did it. I didn't think nothing of it. I didn't think they was going to put me on there because I don't think, my drag at the time was not the tea. Like, looks wise, she was not the tea, child. She didn't have the coins for it. And I didn't know, much about drag at that time, but I just did because everyone was like, you should audition for Drag Race. So I did it and lo and behold, they actually picked my black ass. I was okay, girl.
I think that's like a really nice testament to like, if you want to do something, just like fucking do it. It might happen. It might not happen. But like, if you don't try, you never fucking know.
Exactly. That's it.
So rumor has it, Nicole Paige Brooks gave you a lot of help in the beginning of your career.
And that's the rumor. No, she didn't give me a lot of help. Let me specify that. Nicole Paige gave me some advice in the beginning. But she didn't give me a lot of help. And of course, she didn't give me a lot of clothes. Because have you seen the things that she wear? Victoria's Secret's Angel Down bras and panties.
She's also so tiny.
She's so tiny, baby. Listen.
I think they should bring her back for All Stars. I love Nicole Paige Brooks.
From Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia.
That is my girl. I love her.
And then, I love the older seasons. What did Raven say about her? She has French tips on her toes. Drag Race is such a fun show. The earlier seasons, they were so fucking catty, and I miss it.
Oh, so messy. The drama, honey. The drama. Just come to Atlanta Drag Show in the dressing room. You'll see all that. plus
see all that? I love the drama. So, okay. Have you ever had anyone request to hook up with you while in drag?
Oh, yes, I have. The boys and the men's love La La Ree for some odd reason. I feel like I look like a football player in a wig. However, they see this soft feminine woman, so we'll deal with that. And I have had those requests, but me doing those things in drag, I just can't see it. Like, I'm already hot when I'm in drag. So you added the pressure of me, you know, riding like a stallion in drag.
But also, it's like a little, I don't think it's like weird to be like, oh, I want to have sex with someone in drag, but I feel like it would be weird as the person because it's like, oh, so are you having sex with me or my character?
Exactly. That this just discombobulated, okay? It's just too much confusion that I don't want to deal with, honey. Let me just take off this eyelash at least, girl. And let's go from there.
I have sex in drag. It takes me a long time to like break down my walls and take off my wig and rub my makeup off. I don't know. I'm like really afraid of rejection. It's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I understand. Like, drag is like, for a lot of us, it's just our confidence thing. Like, it's just this, what you call it? Armor.
It's like armor. Yeah.
Yeah. For us to just be whatever and just be that sickening individual that we can't be when we're outside of drag, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did once have sex in my wig, and then we went to dinner after, and I was, like, smiling, was in a good mood. The server kept, like, staring at me, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I looked in the mirror in the car, and I was like, my wig's crooked. This is just not on right. This doesn't, I don't look good.
Well, that's all right, but you're living your best life. I didn't look good in the bag look, but I was living my best life.
Here's the thing. You did.
Well, yeah, the mug was right. Now, we're going to say the mug was on.
The mug was right. The outfit was, I can't think of the word I'm trying to use, but it was like, it was funny and fun and, oh, daring. You came down the runway with like bags. They weren't even like stapled. They were taped to you because I remember after the lip sync, the PAs had to reattach the bags. And that was honestly the hardest I have ever laughed. People just like retaping these bags to you.
Right. In a 5-minute commercial break. Uh-huh. But you know what? I'm actually so surprised that bag look blew up to be what it was. Like, it was the entire Halloween costume 2 years in a row. And I never I knew people were going to read me down for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, I didn't think that it was becoming this huge thing. I've been at the Met Gala. I've been on the red carpets of the VMAs. Uh-huh. I've been at the Oscars in that bag look. Everywhere in that bag look.
I love it. That's what I mean. It's iconic. It's so funny. Yeah. I don't know. I wish more people had more fun. But okay, let me ask you, what happened? Because you explained it a little. You were like, well, I tried to do something. Yeah. That didn't work out. So then I tried to do something else and that didn't work out. So this is what it is. So what were you trying to do? And I'm kind of mad at the producers for not showing us what you were trying to do.
Okay, so originally, I wanted the fabric that Denali had on because I knew that would be easy to cut up and put on a hoop skirt like she did. So she got that before me. So I ended up with these horrible gift bags or whatever. So what I did at first, I was trying to make like a Tina Turner-inspired gown, like a little dress that she would wear on stage. That was the idea at first. However, when I started like piecing it together and I put it over this shape, because you know I am shaped when I'm in drag, honey. Mm-hmm. It didn't go over those pads. So I was like, okay, this is not going to work. And I'm not a seamstress, so I don't know how to like sew anything. So that's when I went over to the whole gluing the bag to the corset and child. That's what we got. That's what we got.
God, I love it. Also, it's just funny that the show gave you bags.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a material. Bag is
not a material at all. Exactly. Like, I don't know what they expected us to do, but I mean, you did have Utica who did like a whole entire gown out of a sleeping bag, okay? And you had me sitting next to her.
It was very funny.
Yeah. It,
truly, because I was like, wow. She really constructed a whole garment that, you know, is an actual garment in the same time. We got bags.
The bag. And we were sitting next to each other. That's the gag.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, gag. I love that. What is like, what's the weirdest thing a fan or like romantic interest has done to you? That's a weird question. But yeah, what's your weirdest encounter with like a fan?
Well, is this a sexual encounter?
Or it can like- be sexual. It can be non-sexual. It can be whatever the Larry wants it to be.
I've never had a sexual encounter with a fan, but I've had a fan come to my show with a replica of the bad look on, and they wanted me to, you know, plow them while they have the bad look on.
But that's dangerous for you. What if you get a paper cut?
Girl, are you serious?
That's wild. Okay, can I ask your advice? I was asked out on a date by a man who he said he just wants to cuddle. Do you think fucking will happen? Or do you think we're just gonna cuddle?
You know, I would like to be that girl and say, yes, people can just cuddle and nothing will happen. However, if it was me in that position, I am going to be trying to toot this booty up on that pee-pee while we cuddle to get that attention aroused. Because I can't just sit there and cuddle. I get hot quick.
Right?
So we're going to have to do something else. But, you know, he may be different. You know, there are different men out there. So maybe, you know.
But like, okay, I'm going to read you his profile.
Yes, please and thank you.
I mean, it's really not that interesting. So they said to me, okay, they said, hi. I said, hi. What are you up to? I said, I just got back from Thanksgiving. That was fun. How about you? He was like, just got back in town as well. Thank you. And then he just wrote, cuddle. So I said, you're trying to cuddle? He said, yes, would love that. I said, okay, when are you free? He said, anytime, really. I'm flexible. How about you? I was like, next Wednesday? He said, yes, I'm free next Wednesday. I said, great. Where shall we meet up? He said, I'm open. What do you feel like? So I'm trying to like ask without asking. I'm like, am I meeting you at your house? Are we going to get a drink first?
Right.
Are we just cuddling? But then in his profile, he said that he loves naps. He loves cuddling. He loves massages. And then pillow princess. Question mark. And then swirl? Question mark.
Swirl? He's down with the swirl?
I guess. I mean, he is not a black person. I think he's white, but, you know, you just can't call people white. Got ask maybe? I don't know. But what a pillow princess, does that mean he's going to eat me out?
That's what it sounds like to me, honey.
Right?
But you know what? It's a red flag because he seems like he has too much time on his hands because he's napping and he's cuddling. Sweetheart, what do you do for work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What is the money situation like?
What is the money situation, honey?
Does he have a bank account? What is going on?
Listen, you want to cuddle and nap and princess pillows? What's going on here?
This other man said to me, okay, I think I read this conversation on a different episode, but he responded again. He said, he said on 10/23, oof, girl, damn. On 10/24, are you Medusa? Every time I look in your eyes, I get rock hard. Uh-huh. November 8th, want to pee on me? Yesterday. Can I shit on you? It's really escalating.
Keep it going, keep it going. I'm ready for the sequel.
I wonder what he's going to say next.
Okay.
Real quick, we got to take a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about. And thank God I have a podcast. But then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist. And listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you.
So even though it's work, you got to work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back. Boop up. Okay, Lala Ray, here's a question. Are you on the apps?
I am. Okay, so I'm on BLK, the one I introduced earlier. And I just recently made a Grindr for the first time.
Recently? Like,
yes, I am a Grindr girl now. Let me tell you, that is a whole new world.
How is Grindr treating you?
Grindr has been cute. I haven't physically met anybody off of Grindr yet. Okay. Because it's only been like a week. I've matched or whatever you want to say, communicated with people in the DMs. And they are like strange. Most of them just want to talk about Lala Ree.
Okay.
Even though I have nothing about Lala Ree on my Grindr, but of course they know me as Lala Ree for my photos. So that's kind of like, okay, girl, if you want to talk to Lala Ree, go to her Instagram. She'll communicate with you over there. This is Larico right now, okay? And I'm trying to get some booty, okay? Stop playing with me.
Do you find that frustrating?
Yes.
It's annoying, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind you asking like a question or two about it, of course. But like, if a conversation is going to continue to be about like Lala Ree or, you know, drag race and stuff, delete me, block me, okay? Because I'm not here for that, okay? I want penis like everybody else on this app. Leave me alone.
Yeah. I recently, what was it, on Hinge? This person messaged me. So are you on Hinge or no?
I tried Hinge, but it was so confusing to me that I got off of it because I didn't know what to do. I was like, what are we hinging? Like, how do I hinge? So I unhinged.
How do I hinge? I can't be hinging. I must unhinge. Okay. Well, it is weird because you have to like answer prompts and stuff. And it's like, I guess they want you to like get to know the person before you message. I don't know. But one of the prompts is like, dream dinner guest. I wrote the Minions. Easy to social distance with them. Them bitches tiny. Because I answered it during quarantine. And then this guy was like, Weiger would try to sneak them into that dinner. And that is my friend from who's like, who has a podcast that I guess this guy listens to.
Yeah.
And I was like, why would you think that that's a good introduction to like, to just without saying it, oh, I've heard you on your friend's podcast talk about the Minions, but not say all of that, just to say this like weird thing, referencing it. And then I'm like, why is that your icebreaker? Why do you want to talk about work? I'm not going to be like, I don't know, where do people work? This is tough for me.
McDonald's.
There we go. How about them Whoppers? That's not McDonald's.
That's not.
How about that Big Mac? How's it going making the Big Macs? I just, it's so weird to me that people want to talk about work just right up top.
Exactly. I don't get that. Like, No, let's not talk about that. Like, we're just trying to get to know each other. Let's work our way up to that point, you know. Well, yeah. I'm not trying to get to know. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not trying to get to know anybody. I'm just trying to fuck. But however,
I was in that stage for a very long time, but now I'm like horny for love. It's really annoying. Yeah. I like think about people's weddings and how nice that is. I don't think I want a wedding of my own, but like I just love love.
Why not? Why not a wedding? Like weddings are so beautiful to me.
I don't need a wedding. I don't need someone legally tied to me and then trying to take all my fucking money if we ever get divorced. Get out of here.
This is true.
I was at the LA Auto Show looking at all those families being like, be nice to bring my family here, but I don't want fucking kids. I don't like...
And I'm different. I'm a hoe, but I want three kids. I don't understand life.
You're a hoe who wants three kids? You want three kids?
I do, because I think I'm Beyonce, and she has three kids right now. So.
Oh, okay.
When she works her way up, I work my way up.
What a funny way to live your life, to be like, well, Beyonce did this, so surely I must. So,
exactly.
I saw this Instagram video last night of this little girl staring at this like snowman decoration, and they were like, what's wrong with you? And she was just staring at it, and I was like, this little girl looks fucking possessed. I don't want kids. Kids get haunted.
this is true.
I don't want no fucking haunted kid. Imagine I go in their room and their bed is all shaking, their head spinning around, and they're like, okay, I'll kill you. I don't want that shit.
And they're upside down by their toenails on the ceiling. No. Yeah.
No. I don't want it.
Okay.
So wait, you want three kids? Like,
I want three kids.
That's so much. So you want to get married. You want to like have the wedding, a house with a picket fence.
Well, I don't know about the picket fence, but I do want the house. And I kind of want the ceremony, the wedding ceremony, because I'm like dramatic and I want a production. I don't want the actual marriage that comes with it afterwards. Like, we can have the wedding, we can have the production and the ceremony, and then go our opposite ways. She give me my three kids and then go our opposite ways. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. So I don't want to deal with the men, because I've dealt with men in the past, and it just, dating and relationships, it just has not worked out for me. So in this point in my life, I don't need a man.
Okay. I wish I could get there. I wish I could not. I mean, I don't need a man.
Right.
I just like really want one. Like,
right.
I want someone to come home to. That seems so nice.
Yeah.
And then like going to bed with someone. Ooh.
Right. And you know, and I tell myself that I don't need a man, because I think I'll just tell myself to deal with the fact that I'm single, and I don't want to accept the fact that I'm single and ain't nobody in my inbox trying to be with me other than wear me out and leave me like the whore that I am, honey.
I saw this again on Instagram. It was like, you have to be comfortable traveling by yourself because you are with yourself. And I was like, says a lonely single bitch. I'm fine traveling alone. I want to travel with somebody.
Yeah.
I want somebody with me.
Yeah. We all want somebody with us. Child.
Right? Like, that's holding life. Hands is fun. I love holding hands and walking around. I also really like when someone kisses my forehead. Like, I think that's so sweet.
Really?
Yes.
That's Lowry, so cute.
I'm very much in like my romantic phase. I've left my hoe phase, and I'm very much like, I just want to be like kissed on the forehead. I want my hand held, and I want someone to be like, Nicole, God, you're pretty. And I'm like, thank you.
Hey, Nicole, you are beautiful, honey. But do you think it's just the feelings are because it's the, you know, the weather, the holidays? You know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people get like that during the holidays. Like, you know, in the summertime, hot girl summer, you know, hoeing down. And then when the winter comes, she's like, oh, girl, I was a hot girl summer. And now I ain't got no man. Now I want one.
Oh, my God. Maybe. It's getting closer and closer to Christmas. And Christmas is like the time to like look at decorations with your loved ones and
this
shit.
This is true.
Oh, my God. I am a horny for love Christmas bitch.
Yes. Come and kiss me under the mistletoe.
Oh, my God. Okay, Lala. How many relationships? Wait, is it Lala Ree or is it Lala Ree? is lost. You know what I mean? Like, okay, my name is Nicole Byer, but you can just call me Nicole. Oh, here's a way to ask it. Is Lala the first name and Ree the last name, or is it Lala Ree altogether?
It's Lala. Wait, now you're confusing me. It's Lala as the first name and okay. Ree as the last name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What a wild way to ask that. I was like, I will make this as difficult as possible.
Right. Thank you, but you didn't call me Lala Ru. Like, most people call me Lala Ru. I don't know why they want me to be Lala Ru for so bad.
They call you Lala Ru?
Ru, yes. I don't know.
Rude. Yeah. I will only call you by your government name, Lala Ru.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How many relationships have you had?
Okay. That is such a difficult question. I mean, a difficult question for me to answer, because I've dated so many guys, but I think I've only had, honestly, out of the hundreds that I've dated, I've honestly mm-hmm. had probably one real relationship, and that was with a Gemini.
Oh. Whew.
The headache and the hardships that was.
I worked with a Gemini that it ended up very badly. Were
exactly. Geminis are crazy. They are bipolar. Okay. They're on another level of bipolar. Okay.
Oh my. Yeah. They were just not great. So I get it. So wait, so you've had one relationship?
Yeah. That I would claim as a real relationship. The other ones were just, you know, commercial breaks, you know, passing the time.
That's funny. Yeah. I haven't had too many relationships either. I don't even know. I've only really dated people for like 2 months.
Right. Exactly.
Maybe 3 months is the max. Yeah. I think right before the pandemic, I was dating someone for 3 months, and they just, by the end, I was like, this person doesn't like me.
Yeah.
Like, they fundamentally don't like me. And that is such a weird thing to realize, but then be like, but I'm going to hang on to this and hope that it works out. And maybe they'll start liking me again, like they did in the beginning. And guess what?
And it doesn't work.
He didn't. And I think he's engaged now. You know, beautiful things.
Isn't that the worst thing ever, when you try your best for a person to like you and they go and find somebody else and get engaged with them right away?
Yes. And the thing that sucks the most is he was like, I don't even think I believe in monogamy. Like, I don't think I could, like, I want to just be with one person. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, like, I right now at this juncture, I believe in monogamy. And he was like, yeah, I don't know. And then he got engaged to one person. And also, I don't know the ins and outs of their relationship, because Instagram doesn't allow you to like really stalk them.
Right. Listen, I understand. I'm a stalker myself, so I understand.
Listen. Okay.
We're not stalkers. We're researchers. Okay?
You're absolutely correct. Yeah. I am a researcher. I am a professional in the field of trying to figure out love. I'm just out here doing the research, and research shows that you can only get to so close on Instagram.
Exactly.
Without showing up to their house, hiding under the bed and going, why didn't you love me?
Singing, I'd rather go blind by Etta James.
Okay. So you're not looking for anybody except to give you 3 kids, but then and then to have a ceremony and then walk away. This is a very funny, like, future you've put together for yourself.
Yes, it is. All jokes aside, like, it would be nice, honestly and truly, to have that fairy tale love life. Mm-hmm. But in reality, I don't feel like within the LGBTQ+ community and mm-hmm. living in Atlanta, I don't foresee that, because like dating in Atlanta is what's the word? Horrible. Mm-hmm. nobody really wants love in Atlanta. And I guess I might have to move to LA for love, if that's what I really, really,
stay
you know.
Out. They don't want it here either.
They don't want it either. So look, okay. So that's why I was like, you know what? This is the idea that I'm going to create for myself, so I can, you know, accept the fact that I may never actually find the love that I truly desire.
Oh, no. We got to start doing positive affirmations, Lala Ree. So what I do is I spend a long time being like, I'm unlovable. I'm never going to find love. Yeah. Men hate me. But now I like kind of, anytime I like let those thoughts creep in, I'm like, no, I will find love. I do deserve love. I'm just on a different level than everybody else, and it's going to take me a different amount of time to find it. Because, you know, some of my most basic friends are in relationships and they hop from relationship to relationship. But then I'm like, the person they're dating is probably fucking basic. And I don't want to be a part of that relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, the good Lord or whoever's up there is waiting to give me what I deserve. And what I deserve is somebody who's going to treat me right. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. I deserve somebody who's going to fuck me good. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. I deserve somebody who
say
gonna...
that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thank you for coming to church. Uh-huh. Make sure you put your tidings in the basket.
I'm leaving now.
I haven't been to church in so long.
Listen, we don't even want to talk about that. It's been forever for me. And my mother hates it because, you know, I come from the South. Mm-hmm. You know, religion and, you know, all this. I always say, girl, I go to church when I'm at brunch. They play gospel music there. That's my church.
I used to go to church like every Sunday, vacation Bible school, Sunday school, BTU, which I don't know what that stands for. Oh,
me neither.
Baptist Training Unit, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
Went to a Baptist church. My mother brought me every fucking Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was funny because, like, growing up, like, LGBTQIA plus people were like, accepted, I feel like, at my church. Like, nobody ever preached about it being wrong or whatever.
Wow.
And we had gay people in the congregation. And my mom was, like, cool with it. It wasn't until, like, I grew up and I was like, oh, Christians don't like this? And
yeah.
I was, like, wholeheartedly confused. And I was like, yeah, but, like, doesn't God love, like, everybody? But then you preach that, no, he don't like some people. And I'm like, what are we doing?
It's confusing, right? It's confusing.
It's very confusing.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, the Bible says X, Y, and Z, but also says don't eat shrimp. And they love shrimp.
They love, what is it, crab oils.
Uh-huh. Yeah, don't eat shellfish. And it's like, we be eating it. The Bible has so many weird stories. There's like a story about like someone had to circumcise a bunch of babies to get like God to love them or whatever. And I was like, wait, this can't be.
Exactly. Like, girl, who was writing these books, okay?
Who wrote this? And what the fuck was they tripping on? Because I want some.
Exactly.
These are some wild-ass stories.
Exactly.
They said this man built a boat and got every single animal, male and female. This man was checking giraffe genitalia to bring it on the boat. That's wild.
Yes. Listen, give me some of that because I need some of it, okay?
Okay, back to love and relationships. Do you remember your first kiss?
Do I remember my first kiss? I think I was young, okay? So I don't even know if I should be saying it because I don't want to promote children kissing at such a young age. But, okay, we're just going to say I was young, okay?
Okay.
And I remember that it was my neighbor, son, and he was in my room and we kissed, and my mother walked in on us.
Oh my.
In the middle of the kiss.
Oh.
And I remember she beat both of us so bad.
Oh no.
Like, it whooped us. You know, because the homosexuality in the South, whatever, blah blah blah. But the thing is, after she whooped us or whatever, she made us, like, take a nap, quote-unquote, put us on punishment, and she kept us in the same room. And because I am a rebellious soul, I kissed him again when she left outside. I just got beat, so, hey, I'm gonna kiss you again. I didn't get beat for nothing. So, yeah, my first kiss was a very traumatic experience.
Yeah, sounds like it. And I was just having this conversation with someone about, like, because I got spanked a ton. I was not a child who followed the rules. And
yeah.
I was like, wait, so, like, if you hit an adult as an adult, you, like, go to jail. That's assault. But
right.
If you hit a child, nothing happens.
Nothing happens. What's the
You just have to, like, hit them a bunch, and then you go to jail. But if you
right.
hit them a couple of times, people are like, well, I guess they'll stay in line.
Exactly.
You know what? Like, a kid does something you don't like, you hit them. That's wild. Exactly. It's wild.
I never understood it. I never understood it, but hey.
Me either. I mean, yeah, look how I turned out. Right. Also, all of my spankings were more, I mean, I got spanked, but like, my sister would always be in like the doorway being like, no, stop. And I was like, so I don't know who it was more traumatic for, like me or my sister. And honestly, I think it was my sister.
Yeah.
I have ADHD. I'd be like, I forgot what the pain felt like.
Okay.
Okay. Here's an invasive question. Do you like circumcised or uncircumcised dicks?
I like circumcised, okay?
Okay.
Because I have watched some pornos with the uncircumcised peens. And I don't kink shame or anything like that, but I've seen like the men who have the cheesy dick.
Ooh.
And I don't want to be a part of that moment. So I prefer circumcised because I don't do cheesy on the dick. Ooh. I do cheese on my ham sandwiches.
Ooh. Yeah. But if you just wash it, you know?
But that's the thing. Some of them don't like to wash it. Like, they're into, like, you know.
Oh, that's what they're into? Ugh.
Yeah. They're into
well, that is not yeah. for me. I do prefer a uncircumcised penis. I feel like the extra skin is like an extra little treat. Like a little like, ooh, it's a little extra. Yum, 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 yum. Or a cushion for the pushing. Yeah. I prefer it. Like, one of the best dicks I've ever had was uncircumcised. And honestly, I miss it. I miss it all the time. I miss it before bed.
Yeah.
I miss it.
Oh. But I will say that uncircumcised, they usually have the biggest ones, though. Those uncircumcised be like horse meat, okay? Like, go away. Girl.
I once hooked up with this dude who, he was really skinny, and he like pulled down his pants and had the hugest dick I'd ever seen. And I just went, oh.
Oh, there is a God.
Oh, Lord hath blessed me today.
Glory, glory.
Glory be to God.
We're not going to stay and play with the Lord. Okay.
Do you think you like you don't go to church anymore, right?
No, I haven't been to church in years. I still like listen to gospel music and I, you know, pray and, you know, read the word from time to time or whenever my mother sends me a scripture. But I haven't been to church in years.
Like, is there any reason why you were like, meh, I don't need this anymore?
Because the whole homosexual thing, like, the churches that I went to, they would try to single out the homosexuals in the
congregation?
Yeah, the congregation, yeah. And then I discovered, quote-unquote, gay churches in Atlanta, which didn't sit well with my spirit because I felt like it was more of, like, a club.
Okay.
A gay club, more so than a church. Like, I feel like people weren't coming there for worship in a sense. Like, they were coming there, you know, to be a fabulous gay person, like show off their looks and, you know,
to be just seen
wrong things. Right. So I couldn't get into the quote unquote gay churches either. So I just figured I'll just praise the Lord on my own and just, you know, figure it out that way.
I like that. I think that's nice to, like, you know, still be involved, do it on your own. But I hate that. I hate that you went to a church where you felt singled out or were singled out.
Yeah. I like literally like called. I remember I was at the, what do you call it? Like a little event that they have outside of the church.
Mm-hmm.
The pastor, he called me out, like brought me to the front and just started praying over me about, you know, trying to rebuke the gay out of
me
and stuff. I was like, oh my God. And I'm just sitting up there like, girl, it's not going to work. You can stop now, sister. It's not going to work.
Like, you were wasting your breath. You made it worse.
Because I'm rebellious. So I'm going to make it worse. I'm like, oh, my God, girl. Why are you praying over me like that? Stop. Jesus don't want
that. Too much attention. What are you doing?
What you doing, boy? If you want to sleep with me, just say that.
That's very funny, but also very traumatic.
Yeah.
Real quick, we got to take another break. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that
everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
And we are back!
Yes! Okay, Lala Ray. If someone were to hit on you in like person, what would you like them to say to you?
Hey, shawty.
Hi, you coming to me?
You know, I like when I like when boys call me shawty because I'm really tall. So, and when a short guy called me shawty, it makes me feel very like feminine, you know, ladylike. So I like, you know, hey, shawty. So yeah, that really turns me on when they say, hey, shawty.
Okay.
And then we'd be like, hey, shawty.
Oh, I'm so tiny.
I often think of like what I want someone to say to me when they hit on me. And I guess shawty works. Hey, shawty.
Hey, shawty. But you gotta be Atlanta way. You have to say it the Atlanta way. Hey, shawty.
Hey, shawty.
Shawty. It's the D, not a T.
Shawty. Shawty. Shouty. Hey, shouty. Hey, shouty. I can't do that. It's not coming out of my mouth, right? Hey, shouty.
Oh, my God. I am choking.
Hey, shouty. Oh, no.
Hey, shout.
Shouty. Shouty. I truly can't do it. This is boggling my... Yeah. Hey, shouty. Hey, shouty.
It's that southern slang, the southern tongue, you know?
I love Atlanta. I've only been there a couple of times, but it was really... Last time I was in Atlanta, I was shooting something... And I had a driver, which was very nice, God bless. Yeah. And the driver was like, you like drinking? And I was like, I do drink. And he said, what do you drink? I said, a vodka soda. So then when he picked me up, he had a big gulp cup full of vodka soda.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is for you. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I'm not drinking this. Then I got back to my hotel room and I was like, well, if anything happens, I'm alone in my room. So I drank all of it. And got real fucked up.
It's that Southern hospitality. We want to make sure we make you feel at home, you know?
It was so kind and so nice.
Yeah.
You don't get shit like that here. Nobody be offering me booze here when they drive me around. Very rude. Very unkind.
Very unkind. That's LA for you, honey. And let's talk about the food options in LA. Okay. Where do you go and find, like, the good food in L.A.? Do you have, like, any recommendations? Because, child, the vegan...
What kind of food are you looking for?
So, you know, I'm from the South. I like fried chicken, macaroni cheese,
fried chicken
stuff like that.
Is a little hard to find here.
Right.
People say Roscoe's. I don't really like Roscoe's.
No.
I think it's okay. Gus's is pretty good. Hal and Ray's, I think, is pretty good. And those are the two that I fuck with. They have a Harold's here, but I'm like, I don't know, is your grease the same as Chicago?
Right.
I don't fuck with that. So those are the two I go for fried chicken. But honestly, in the comments, if you got a good fried chicken spot, leave it in the comments. And don't you dare say Dave's Hot Chicken, because that's just not it. Okay. Mother Wolf is pretty good in Hollywood for Italian.
There's this place called Meta Meta Bar, which is also good for Italian. La Antica de Michelle is also good for Italian. I love pasta. Astoria Labuca, good for Italian. A lot of good of Italian in LA.
Okay, so I'm gonna do Italian when I'm in LA. Yes. Maybe that's what's the issue.
Get the pasta.
The pasta.
And there was a good French restaurant that I went to. Oh, shit. I can't fucking remember. Petit Trois. I think that's what it's called. Petit Trois. And then Trois Mec. That was pretty good, but I think it closed. Are you coming to LA soon? Is that why you're asking for food recs? Are you in LA?
No, I'm in Indianapolis right now, but I will be in LA next month. I'm always in LA. I'll be there next month.
Indianapolis. How's the nightlife there?
Well, I got here last night for an event. They got me drunk and they got me high off the marijuana. So far, so good.
So far, so good.
But it's freezing here.
Oh, yeah. It's also cold in LA.
But not this cold. It's not this kind of cold.
No, probably not. No, the Midwest is very cold there, darling.
Exactly.
Anytime I Denver. I did a show in Denver. And you're at a different altitude in Denver, so I already feel a little high or like a little elevated, if you will. And then after the show, during the meet and greet, someone was like, here, you want to hit my vape pen? I was like, sure. And as I took like a very deep pull, they're like, it's pretty strong. And I was like, okay. Yeah. And then like 30 seconds later, I was like,
they say Denver is on another level.
Uh-huh. Okay. It was wild. I was like, y'all took me the fuck out. So I don't really smoke in public anymore because I'm like, I got to make it home. I can't be doing this. Oh, Lala Ree, what advice do you have for me to find a man or woman or person or whoever?
You know, I say this all the time. Continue to be yourself and it will attract the right person. Like, your energy is amazing already.
Thank you.
I love it. And you are a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful specimen, honey.
I love that you're saying this while I'm wearing a hoodie, my glasses, and my little beanie.
Exactly. Okay. And you're very successful. Very successful. I feel like the right person will come to you. You just continue to be yourself and put out the great energy, and it will attract the right person. It may, like you said earlier, it may take time, but greatness takes time.
It really does.
Yeah.
Ugh, I didn't become this adorable overnight.
Right.
It was truly just a lot of work. No, I'm kidding.
And then twerk that ass from time to time, you know. I see you on the pole.
Oh,
yes, honey, and I live for it.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite hobbies.
I love it.
And safest for my dainty little ankle that isn't fully healed. When it gets cold out, my whole body gets like so like achy.
Yeah.
And my ankle starts hurting. And I'm like, is this what old age is? Because if so, I rebuke thee and want to throw thee away.
Thank you.
Wait, Lala Ree, how long have you been dancing?
Oh my God, I think I started dancing at the age of 5, I believe. Mm-hmm. My father was a dancer. So I guess I inherited his dance genes. But I've been dancing since I was like 5. Yeah. I didn't start training until I was 14, though.
Oh, okay. So you are formally trained.
Yeah, I'm formally trained.
In what? Ballet, jazz, modern?
I trained in everything from ballet to jazz, hip-hop, African dance. But my favorite dance style is like a jazz funk. In a sense, more like Janet Jackson-ish.
Yes.
And like the Afrobeat style of dancing, African dancing. I love African dance styles.
I wish I could dance. I also wish I could sing. Those are the two things that I don't have.
I always say that everybody can dance. You might can dance on beat, but you can dance.
There you go. I mean, I could dance, but is it on beat? No, thank you. Right. She's not. My body says, I don't know what rhythm is. She's not my friend.
Right, but you can dance.
I can twerk a little bit.
Yeah.
That's about it. I can twerk in a split. Those are my, like, party tricks. That's as much as I can do.
Yeah, but you do pole work, and that is a talent.
Thank you. Here's the thing. I'm not... really, I don't have a flow. I just know a couple of tricks that I string together, but I'm working on trying to like be fluid and more like experimental with some of my movements, it's hard. It's very hard to be like, I'm in these giant shoes and just this little pole is here to help me. And if I miss the pole, I might fall down.
Yeah, but even with the tricks, because I can't do anything on the pole. Like, me and poles, well, certain kind of poles.
The shorter poles work for you.
The shorter poles work.
Circumcised poles are the ones you like, and those work.
Yes, but the other kind of poles.
No, thank
we're
you.
We're not the best. We're not the best. Friends.
Okay, so your advice for me is to just, like, stay true to who I am. Okay.
Don't forget to twerk a little from time to time.
Shake my little butt a little.
Shake your little bomb bomb. Yo, bitty bitty bomb bomb.
And then when I see someone I like, go up to them and go, hey, shawty. Oh, I think I did it. Shawty.
You did it. Oh, you're about to be married next week. Look at that.
Look at me.
You're about to be married next week, honey.
I learned. I took it in. I'm thriving.
Yes.
Okay, Lala, we've come to the end, and I ask all of my guests this question. I've only missed it a couple of times, but would you date me?
I would date you. I would love to date you. You know what I wore in the bedroom? The back dress.
Ooh. Yes, that's you better give me some paper cuts.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here. Do you have anything that you want to promote?
Oh, my God. Well, I am about to go on vacation, so I want to be doing anything for a little while.
Well, do you have a website?
You can find me on Instagram at Miss Lala Ree, Twitter at Miss Lala Ree, TikTok at, I think, Miss Lala Ree. Everything is Miss Lala Ree.
Everything is Miss Lala Ree.
Yes, but she's about to go on a vacation, darling, because she has been working this year, which I'm grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time for me to take a little break.
Where are you going?
I'm just going to travel around. I am going to travel
exciting.
To different places.
I love that for you.
Yeah, I'm just going to travel. Just enjoy life. You know, we spend so much time working, and I travel a lot already, but I don't get a chance to actually enjoy the places that I go to. So I want to go and, like, enjoy the places.
I love this for you. Valerie, this was delightful. Thank you so much for being here. If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can rate it, you can like it, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And if you write me something nasty hitting on me at whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com, Mars, my producer, reads it. Do not send her nasty shit other than words. She doesn't want any pictures of your dicks and your booty holes and shit. Okay, this lovely person said, "Dear Nicole, I'm going to fill the trunk of my car with dildos, then shove you in it. We will drive around the block a few times where you and the dildos will bounce around in my trunk. Once you are slightly sore but aroused from being slapped by bouncing dildos, I'll take you out, bend you over my hood, and do you from behind until we finish." Bye-bye. That's fun. I like that.
I like that.
Right? I like that for myself.
Yes!
What a delightful one.
Just bouncing. Boop 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 boop
boop boop boop boop boop boop boop boop boop boop. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Shouty.
Bye, Shouty. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by... oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solo-Taroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.